questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. We have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not destroy oppression, oppressors, and the cruel people in the world, although He knows that they will do cruelty and atrocity and tyranny to the people around the world. During the history, of course, we had so many cases of the tyrants that saw the outcome and the consequences of their actions. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on purpose, does not eliminate them from the scene of the world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If the dear listeners have been following our program, in the previous session, our main subject was about free will and the fact that as human beings, we are free to choose our actions. Now imagine, as a person, as soon as you oppress another human being, you are punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or for example, you are killed, you are eliminated, you are destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question is that, can we imagine that there would be any other person who do righteous actions with his free will? No, everyone sees that, okay, if I do one sin, if I commit one sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish me right after that. So all people would do righteous actions, but somehow forcefully, not through their free will. So the point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the whole world and the human beings, and one of the reasons is to test them. And this test requires God to give time to the people, including the oppressive people. So one of the answers to this question is the philosophy of the creation, which is for people to be tested. And the other point is the mercy, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
So that He gives time even to the worst people, to oppressive people.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Allah will make it up for the oppressed people. I will come to this point if I have time.
Okay.
So for example, in chapter Kahf, verse 58, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers this question, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, and your Lord is forgiving, the Lord of mercy. لَوْ يُؤَخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Were He to punish them for what they earn, He would certainly have hastened the chastisement for them. But بَلْ لَهُمْ مَوْعِدٌ لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا. But for them there is an appointed time from which they shall not find a refuge. Meaning that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires that He gives time for these people.
Yes.
Or in chapter Kahf, verse 59, وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا, and as for these towns, we destroyed them when they act unjustly, but وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعَدًا, we have appointed a time for their destruction. Meaning that this destruction happened not after the first time they oppressed the people.
Yes.
They were given time by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In an interesting narration, Imam Adi alayhi salam also answers this question. This is Nahj al-Balagha, sermon 97. وَلَئِنْ أَمْهَلَ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمْ فَلَنْ يَفُوتَ أَخْذُهُ وَهُوَ لَهُ بِالْمِرْصَادِ عَلَى مَجَادِ تَرِيقِهِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives time and respite to the oppressive people, it doesn't mean that He is, na'udhu billah, heedless of their actions,
mm-hmm.
but He is giving them time and He is in ambush for yes. them.
So the oppressors are not aware of the consequences of their actions, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Right. Okay.
And when it comes to some of the great oppressives in the history of humankind, they were given much time. So for example, when we are talking about some of the most oppressive people in the history of humankind, like Pharaoh, for example,
yes.
we know that according to some narrations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a time of 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not the case that as soon as he commits a crime, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would punish them or punish him. And the people of Nuh or Lot, I mean, we're talking about some peoples who were punished at the, finally, but for many years they were given time.
Yes.
In...
For example, it could be, for example, a natural disaster, isn't it?
Yeah.
A disease, a pandemic or so. All these cases have taken place during the history of prophets.
Exactly. Okay. So the punishment of the oppressors might be in the next life only or both in this world and the hereafter. Because sometimes people say that we see some very bad people, they have a very good life, and they pass away without seeing any punishment. First of all, we cannot ignore the punishment of the hereafter and belittle it. At the end of the day, we are talking about an eternal life in the hereafter. Second of all, it is possible that they have some other kinds of suffering that we may, take lightly. For example, psychological problems. We are not aware of all the problems that they are suffering from. And of course, there might be a possibility for some people just to lead a very good life, and the punishment for them is left only for the hereafter. I will share some verses in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in chapter Ali Imran, the third chapter, verse 178, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. This is a very interesting verse answering one dimension of the question.
Yes.
Let not those who disbelieve think that our granting them time and respite is better for their souls. No. We have granted them some time only that they may add to their sins. So one of the punishments for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some people, we are talking about the most wicked people, for the most oppressive people. Allah is giving them some time so that they are increasing in their sins, and finally they will be punished more in the hereafter. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. They shall have a disgraceful chastisement.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And for that, let me also talk about the concept of istidraj.
Yes.
Which is mentioned in some of the verses of the Noble Book of Quran. The concept of istidraj is referring to the fact that sometimes some people, I'm talking about again the most wicked people, those people who have committed so many sins, so that there is no hope for them to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point is that instead of punishing them in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them more blessings. And this is very interesting and at the same time dangerous. Because sometimes as people, if you are feeling that we are committing all kinds of sins, crime, we are careless about the rights of the people, haqqun nas, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haqqullah. But at the same time, you are receiving ni'mah, rahmah, blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one after the other. We are leading a very good life. In terms of wealth, health, and so on and so forth. At least in some cases, this is a very dangerous situation.
That's
this
right.
is the situation, the condition of istidraj that you are talking about.
Okay.
Based on this concept, if some people go to a level where there is no hope for them to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of punishing them, it is very possible for God to increase in their blessings and ni'mah so that they feel as if they are good people. So this is a kind of, reminding for all people, especially those people who think that they are not having any trouble in their life, any problem, they should think of the concept of istidraj as well. They should think about their deeds.
Yes.
Whether if they are leading a good life, it is because of their good actions, or it is because of the fact that they have done so many sins, they have committed so many crimes, so that they are suffering from the concept of istidraj.
That's right. Also, some of the halal and tayyib things will be, we can say, make haram for you as your zulm, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have verses in the Holy Quran that, for example, some of the Jews, you know, they were, how can I say? That's right. The good blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reach them because of their zulm towards the others. So they did not find a chance of return or, for example, doing tawbah. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, you're talking about the concept of tayyibat,
tayyibat,
I mean the halal things, the good things that in some cases for the oppressive people and the oppressors, they can be taken from them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right. And some people might say that, for example, we see so many oppressors in this world who have killed so many people, who have done so much oppression, but there was no chastisement by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them in this world. Does the Quran refer to any chastisement for them in the other world except this world?
Yeah, I mean, for the punishment the hereafter, there are many verses and narrations, but let me refer to what Lady Zainab Salamullahi alayha mentioned when she was addressing Yazid, one of the most cruel human person in the history of humankind. We know that he was happy for murdering Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And addressing him, Lady Zainab Salamullahi alayha in Sham in Syria said that, now today you are happy. And you think that it is your power that you have captured us and you're able to take us from one city to another city. And you think that you have a position before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, you are making a big mistake. This is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you so that you increase in your sins, in your acts of oppression, and then a punishment is waiting you for the hereafter. Although we know that Yazid, after doing all those atrocities, he also led a very bad life toward the end of his life. And so Lady Zainab Salamullah alayha is referring to one of the points that is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, that sometimes the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving time and respite to oppressors is that they increase in their sins,
in their crimes,
and they will be punished in the hereafter.
Okay.
Although, again, I repeat that we should not think that punishment is all times in the form of, for example, physical illnesses. No.
Mm-hmm.
Many people who we think that they are leading a good life, they are suffering from, for example, psychological problems, mental problems.
Yes.
I mean, differences among the family members and so on and so forth. So it's not only about poverty, it's not only about disease. There are many other problems that people might have, but we think that they are leading a good life.
Deprivation, in fact, is another type of punishment for the people, for the oppressors. For example, deprivation from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deprivation from the concept of wilaya. This is very, we can say, important. Hidayah. The guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Spiritual calmness and serenity.
Yes.
This is what they lack, of course.
That's all right. And all in all, we could say that those who disbelieve and believe in the oppressors, we can say, will see the chastisement and the consequences both in this world and in the other world. There are also so many other examples of the worldly chastisement that took place in the history of the Anbiya. We can say different times and different eras of prophets. We can say there was flood, there was earthquake, there was pandemic, there was, for example, the attack of the, we can say, birds, and so many other people, we can say, the oppressors who were acting against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His will. And this took place.
Exactly.
Both history and the Holy Quran and the Holy Scriptures can prove these facts. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. Nice elaboration on the concept of oppression and oppressors. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن